fell.
Oh, yes.
All right. Somebody's waiting for you to get ready. You say, will you be ready? And they say, will you be ready soon? You reply, I'll be with you in
a minute.
All right. If you know you're on the road, but you're not sure of the distance, you would stop at the service station and ask how
far.
Mm-hmm. If you're pointing out something nearby and you wanted me to turn around, you would say,
look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we'll rely on those from conversation. This is parts of the body and will go very fast. This part of your head is your
forehead.
All right. This stuff is your
hair.
And a man would grow a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your right.
And this is my
left.
Would you use ear with those?
Or right ear, left ear.
Uh-huh. This is my
mouth.
This is my
throat.
And the whole thing is the
neck.
And what's the part that's more prominent on a man?
Adam's apple.
Did you ever hear anything called a goozle?
No.
Okay. You have the dentist look at your
teeth.
And he has to fill one
tooth.
And the flesh around the teeth.
Gums.
And this part of your hand is the
palm.
And he got mad and doubled up both
fists
and shook his
fist.
And the places where you bend
joints.
Yes. The upper part of a man's body is his
torso
or
chest.
And he has broad
shoulders.
And this is your
open. Hand.
And you have two
hands.
And this whole thing is your
leg.
And you have two
feet.
And one is a
foot.
If you stumble and bruise your
shin.
Uh-huh. If you get down like this, you say you're doing
squats.
Alright. And what do you call this back part?
Your butt.
Alright. Would you say I get down on my
butt? I sat down on my thigh? Well, I don't know which one.
Alright, well, is that what you call it? Would you ever say hunkers or haunches?
No.
Okay. Somebody's been sick. He's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
pale.
All right. If he can lift heavy weights, he's mighty
strong.
Another word for that?
Hefty.
Would you ever say stout to mean strong?
No.
What does stout mean?
Fat.
Would you ever say that the butter was getting stout when it was getting old?
No.
Okay. If somebody is very easy to get along with, you'd say he's very
very nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Pleasant.
Okay. If a boy was a teenager and couldn't walk through a room without falling all over everything, you'd say he's
klutz.
Or using an adjective, he's
klutzy.
All right. Would you ever say anything else in that?
He's uncoordinated.
All right. Okay. A person who does things that don't make any sense, he's just a plain
fool.
Okay. And somebody who will not spend his money. He has
tightwad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
It's thrifty.
All right. Mm-hmm. If you called a person common, what would you mean?
Just average, normal person.
It's not an insult then?
Well, you don't want to be really average, so I guess you could ask.
Mm-hmm. If you said a girl was common, you'd just mean she was average?
Yeah.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and he doesn't show his age, you might say he's still
young for his age.
Okay. Would you ever say anything like spry or peppy or peart or
no.
No, okay. If the children are out later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
apprehensive.
Or
worried.
Or
scared.
I don't feel easy, I feel
tight.
Well, the unform of easy is
uneasy.
Okay, and somebody else will say they'll be home all right. Just don't
worry.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, a child would say. I'm
scared.
Anything else?
Frightened.
Okay.